Hello, and welcome to a short CPD-style listen on asthma and Copton General Practice, Trelegy, Triple Therapy, and why not everyone starts on an inhaled steroid. This is from a Gold Coast seminar on Thursday, the 27th of August, 2026. The speaker is Dr. Jonathan Banks, respiratory and sleep physician, Coastal Respiratory and Sleep, consulting at John Flynn, Pindara and Pimpama. He declared an honorarium for the evening. The session was industry hosted around Trelegy Ellipta. This is education for clinic thinking, not personal medical advice. The host opened on a number Banks underlined later. In 2023, 480 people in Australia died of asthma. Preventable with the therapies we already have, including biologics. COPD is still a leading cause of hospital and death. Patients normalize a smaller life, struggling in the shower, on the stairs, walking with family, and they live on Ventolin. Which of your people would benefit from a review, and who is lining up for the next flare? Banks has been on the Gold Coast about 6 years, public then private. He thinks the strip from South Brisbane to the Northern Rivers is underserviced for respiratory and sleep. His plan is a group model with nurse practitioners and pathways, not another solo rooms practice. Two cases. Kate is in her 40s. Asthma for 20 years. Nights a few times a month, a red flag. Symptoms on moderate exercise. One prednisolone a year. Already on inhaled steroid plus LABA, plus salbutamol. FEV1 about 68%. Of people on that dual therapy, more than half still have symptoms. Adherence is the obvious reason. Control is history, asthma control test or ACQ5, how often, how breathless, how much reliever, school or work missed, how they rate it. For Kate, the slide was, up the steroid, add a LAMA as a second puffer, switch to single inhaler triple, or refer. National Asthma Council, think about a LAMA when they are already on medium or high dose ICS. Before you escalate, is it actually asthma? A lot of labels. Confirm they take the current inhaler. Then treatable traits, sinus, weight, depression and anxiety. He talks biologics early, because prednisolone is a dangerous drug that makes everyone feel clever in week one. Cumulative exposure starts to matter around 500 milligrams, and the slide also showed about 1,000 bone, pneumonia, heart, diabetes, mood. Every extra course is a reason to ask what you missed. Captain, switch from a seretide type dual onto Trelegy Ellipta, including the 200 strength. FEV1 lifted even in a short washout, then kept going. Adding the LAMA improved lung function at both 100 and 200. There was a signal toward fewer exacerbations that was not statistically significant, as he told it. Symptoms on ACQ7 improved versus Breo. Safety of dual to triple did not light up a harm signal in that data. Ether was physiology, not a mega trial. Xenon MRI. The lung is many units, not one balloon. After about 6 weeks of Trelegy 200, ventilation looked more even, mucus plugging down, small airway resistance better on forced oscillation. A GP asked about particle size. One company sells in silico stories, he ignores those. You are treating small airways with muscle, not alveoli. It does not have to be nano. Robert is 66, ex-smoker, grandchildren are the point of the week. Dual ICS, LABA plus salbutamol, missing evening doses. Two infections in a year, prednisolone and antibiotics. Exacerbations cost lung function, quality of life, and life. After viruses, coronaries cluster, he had a metapneumovirus patient at John Flynn who came back with a sizable NSTEMI. Once COPD exacerbations start, that is a mortality marker. Trelegy 100 versus a moderate ICS LABA, better spirometry, better St. George's score, fewer exacerbations. That last one is his key. Eosinophils are another reason he adds ICS in COPD. Biologics for that pathway are coming in Australia. Expect an avalanche of new injection referrals. Optimize the inhaler first. No company wants a true head-to-head, so registries. US Medicare, Trelegy versus Breztri, fewer exacerbations, clearer in the moderate group. UK data versus Trimbo, lower moderate to severe exacerbations, similar pneumonia. Not randomized. Trials are carefully selected people you do not see on a Tuesday. Large real-world numbers still teach. Dr. Koda asked, why not triple everyone, because function does not fully return after a flare. Banks, inhaled steroid in COPT has a pneumonia signal, and the devices cost about $104 a month. Follow the stepwise chart. Lung Foundation Australia for patient resources. Gold as he recalled it, A, B, E, symptoms plus exacerbations. Asymptomatic, no flares, you do not have to start anything. Mild symptoms, a single LAMA or LABA. Truly exacerbating, two moderate events, or any hospitalization, a role for ICS. LAMA versus LABA trials, older, small differences, he does not live by them. Most of clinic is not the puffer. Stop smoking. Avoid cruises, you could tell at Royal Brisbane ICU when a ship docked. Arexvy now generally for people over 75. Pulmonary rehab, even though smart refer is a pain for him. Nutrition, exercise, chest clearance. If a COPT patient has no comorbidity, something is wrong, heart, metabolic, reflux. He used to be a reflux skeptic. Keeps coming back. Then the device. Both Trelegy strengths, once daily. He used to doubt dry powder in very severe COPT. They manage. Slow, deep breath. Hold 5 to 10 seconds. Picture the particles going down. Forget the morning dose. Take it later. Watch them use it. People still spray MDIs at the ceiling. His first review question is not how short of breath they are. Have you had an exacerbation? Have you been on antibiotics since last time? MART, maintenance and reliever, is the right asthma idea. We spent decades giving salbutamol for an inflammatory disease. If they like their current puffer, he may add Symbicort-style MART on top. In hospital, frequent ICS-containing dual therapy to get on top of inflammation. Martin copped. He has not seen the data, and does not do it routinely. Long-term untreated asthma becomes fixed obstruction in the 70s, diabetes, obesity, sleep apnea, years of prednisolone. Even on a biologic, keep some inhaled steroid. FENO tracks Illinois 4 and Illinois 13 inflammation, and whether ICS is landing. It does not diagnose asthma. Public labs often keep people on therapy for the test, some private labs stop them. You would not stop the antihypertensive the night before clinic blood pressure. No T2 profile, harder. That is a patient he might use azithromycin on, 250 milligrams, 3 times a week, immunomodulatory, not willy-nilly. Small resistance and C, different story. Bronchiectasis, chest clearance first, air physio, aerobica, saline, not another steroid into a dirty airway. Theophylline, almost never. Toxicity. COPT is a spirometry diagnosis, not a hyperinflated X-ray. About one patient a fortnight arrives with a radiology label and no risk factors. How many prednisone courses is too many? One. Then ask what you missed. Host wrap, Trelegy 100 in COPT, 200 in asthma, one puff, one device. Banks' own teaching was narrower. Right patient, right time. Not a default for every chest. That is the educational summary from this evening's Gold Coast seminar. Thanks for listening.